Around the Grounds to the city with white sand at Bloody Big Sharks with Tim Gossage.
On the line, it'll stay in. If Maine can keep it in,
it's out by a yard and a half.
Down the umpire.
He was right there, Tim.
He was watching it, Ben, and he didn't call it.
How could he miss it?
It was out by a yard, Ben, and we're 100 metres away and Paps lining up for a goal.
My goodness.
He won't be boundary umpiring ever again. He's hiding behind the point post. Schofield is giving him an almighty bake.
I mean, in fairness, we had the perfect angle on that, didn't we?
Man, he was right there, Ben. It wasn't just out. It was out by a metre.
Good fun listening to Tim Gossage call the footy on 11.16 SEN. Come in, Timmy boy.
Yeah, he's not umpiring this week, that poor lad.
Well, not because of you. How about you? Baking the poor kid. He'll never do it again.
Oh, well. Get it right. That's what you get paid for. He was. I've spoken to someone who knows someone who knows someone.
Yeah.
My mail is he was. It's part of the rotation for him not to be there this week.
How come he was so far behind? What happened there?
To his defence, and I watched it back, and I wish to apologise publicly to the young man, who's probably a little bit fragile as we speak. Well, what happened was the blokes in front of him who contested the contest, had contested the ball earlier, had fallen in front of him and he'd run around them and it was actually up against the fence. So he's actually looking back into the field of play rather than on the line to line it up. Probably still should have got it right, didn't get it right. I reckon they played it at the ground three or four times. You reckon how he's going behind the big cushion at the, behind the point post looking up at the big screen going, oh dear.
Should have done the Tim Watson and just jumped straight over the top.
Yeah.
He would have been a hero forever.
True. But anyway, look, it was one of those things. It didn't have any bearing on the result, but gee, it could have.
It was an interesting result in many reasons because Fremantle tried to lock the game down early doors. They still couldn't get the ball inside forward 50. They lose the big man, Aaron Sandy lands, and the world starts to crumble. How are they feeling at the moment, the Dockers?
Not feeling good. I think Ross has been extremely buoyant, and which is really good. I think that's, I think a lot of people expect Ross to sort of be sort of more vocal about, the disappointment and stuff. But, I think he's one in all in on this situation. I think there's clearly something not right in, and who knows what the changes are. But I've spoken to two players, no, in fact, I've spoken to three players who all said there's been tweaks to their way they're doing things. No one will reveal what the tweaks are, but the tweaks haven't exactly worked. There were moments the other night I thought they were pretty good. West Coast probably should have kicked them further in front and should have won the game by more. They've got a big ask now without the big man. 8 to 10 weeks out with those broken ribs. Six ribs.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Six ribs cracked.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, and he's not in a good way. I was speaking to someone who knows someone who knows someone who knew someone there who said a lot of pain management has been the issue with him and Charlie's at the moment, so Charlie Gardner Hospital, where he is. He's a big man and a big presence. And, he's going to be laid low for a long time. They've got to pick the right mix now. They've got to get the right players into that lineup. So they've got to find either John Griffin will come back in for their trip to take on North Melbourne. Jack Hanneth, maybe, hasn't done a lot. They'll make a couple of changes. You might see a couple of names, some that you may have already heard of. Of course, Hayden Crozier, almost certain, had 30 possessions the other way. And a couple of boys, Darcy Tucker is one, and a guy you guys might know is Sam Collins, who I'm led to believe played in the VFL for Oakley.
Box Hill,
playing a couple of grand finals. He's been pretty good in the waffle down back and gives him a bit of size, I'm led to believe, so he might be one that comes right out of left field. And Darcy Tucker is a young man who's been on the cusp, though. I think he's been emergency for a couple of weeks. He's a boy from North Ballarat in Vic Country. He might be all right, too.
33 points, like you were saying. And also, 12 goals, 20. It could have been
a lot worse.
Yeah. So I was just having a look at the stats. Kicks about the same. Handball's about the same. Disposal efficiency about the same. Efficiency inside 50, that's just getting the score, about the same. But the inside 50s, they were obliterated.
Well, there's a lot of damning stats. Least disposals, least inside 50s. If all the gurus lined up all the guru stats, they're on the bottom of a lot of them. That's the alarming part for them. They're still good enough to be a competitor, They can't beat North Melbourne on what they've dished up in their first three rounds, though. They cannot possibly win.
Which makes the Carlton game in 2 weeks' time at Domain Stadium a very, very big encounter. If that is to play out as you think it might. West Coast, it was an important game for them too, though. Sauce, they were handsomely pantsed by the reigning premiers the week beforehand, and 1-2 would have been been a very different scenario for the Eagles in 2-1.
Oh, it was huge, massive for them. You know, and they were challenged at various times. The positive out of that, I thought, was Lewis Jetta found a bit of form. You know, that's the type of player he is. He's an outsider, but he, you know, when he got onto, he had a nice set shot, which was funny because he had that set shot goal, and then looked to exactly the same members that he looked at the back end of last year when the Adam Goods drama was on, and had a little wry smile and sort of acknowledged that I remember this time last year when I was in opposition camp. So that was actually a nice little quirky bit. And then he kicked a bomb from outside 50, an SEN super goal. So there was some upside for him. And also Scott Lysett did some good things as well in the clutch. But, you know, they've got Richmond this week, Friday night. I'd be very surprised if Richmond get within sort of half a dozen goals.
Hey, you got an update on Mundy and Bennell as well for us?
Yeah, well, Harley Bennell won't be around for at least a month. They've really got issues with that calf injury. So, look, they are looking probably not till sort of round 8, 9, 10 maybe, and Mundy will be missing for a couple of weeks. According to Ross Lyon, he did say post-match that it is a calf injury of note. He did pull up right at one of the last drills at training before the Derby, and he'll miss at least the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, they're being challenged, aren't they? A couple of the stocks are not going to be there, so it's all hands on deck. They've got to really try and find something in the next couple of weeks, otherwise the season is G-A-W-N, Max.
Yeah. Gorn.
Yeah, well, they've got North Melbourne Sunday night, like you were saying, or Sunday afternoon, 4:40 start, rotten starting time.
Perfect,
and they've
got
the Blues the week after.
It's just not in Perth.
It's another Sunday, that 4:10, but of course we've got the Queen's birthday in round 5 happening. Good on you, Soss. We appreciate it, mate. Love the call, too. I was listening in the car. It was fantastic. Great stuff.